Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Hey, welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. Boy, you can't take me anywhere, can you? You can dress me up, but you can't even dress me up. Wires hanging everywhere, as usual. Welcome to the Hagman Report for today. This is kind of a week roundup, so to speak, going through all of the things that have happened. You know, what's that old saying or that saying? I think Steve Bannon says it a lot. There are weeks or there are decades where really, you know, weeks of events happen, and then there are weeks where decades of events happen. This is kind of one of the latter of the two. A lot of things happened this week, a lot of things still happening, a lot of things that are going to be happening, and folks, you need to have your head on a swivel. Let me tell you something right now, it is only going to get worse before it gets better, if it gets better, and we have to pray that it gets better. And of course, this is the holiest of Christian days, Resurrection Sunday, this weekend. Now, I don't call it Easter, obviously. You know the pagan origins of Astera, just the pagan origins, whether it be the symbology of the Easter bunny representing the reproduction things and the Easter eggs, and so many other things. If you really do a deep dive into Easter, you'll know what I'm saying. So Resurrection Sunday, Resurrection Day, is really what we celebrate and in our Christian faith. And by that, you know, I am a white Christian nationalist, not by the definition of the Department of Justice or any government agency, but by my own definition, a white Christian nationalist. So I have a lot to get into. On deck with me, of course, for this roundup of the week is Randy Taylor. You can email him at rt@hagmanpi.com. And while I'm saying that, folks, please do me a favor. And I ask this from the bottom of my heart because, you know, we are maybe one day I'll be allowed to tell you what we're fighting. When I say allowed to, there are certain things that we can't tell. I can't tell you what's going on. The efforts to silence of this platform, they're very deep and they're very dark and they're very litigious. Let me tell you, say the wrong thing about someone, and next thing you know, no bank account, third mortgage, and you know how it goes, okay? But there are forces that want to shut us down. We've been fighting for well over a decade. You know, I started this out with my son, whose birthday would have been 41 this week, and I want to say that and by the way, folks, for those who have been following me for a while, that was the initial information I received was not correct, and I just want to, on this as his birthday passed on the 28th, he would have been 41, and I just want to say that he was murdered by a female, and that female is still in my crosshairs. And I'm not talking anything violent. I'm talking about through a series of legal means. And I hope the parents see this. You know who I'm talking about. She's the one who he took her in. It's really initially, he put himself in harm's way, and he took her in to, he had a good heart, and next thing you know, two more people, friends of hers, kind of came in, and anyway, he was injected, of course, with a lethal dose of fentanyl, and I traced that back to the in five hops back to the southern border. The components were sent from China to Mexico, just like they are today. That's why I take this border situation seriously. I take the cartels seriously. I take the stolen election Katie Hobbs crap seriously. But she injected him with enough fentanyl to kill basically 10 elephants. This according to an independent forensic medical exam I had done, because the police department looked at it and said, it was just an overdose of what they thought was heroin. No, no, and no. It was staged to make it look that way. And, you know, I still think about that and how that plays into what's going on today. Had I not lived through those times, and still to some extent living through those times, I would have not had realized the fact that, you know, we have enough fentanyl coming over the border to kill 10 billion people, okay? Think about that. In fact, a ship was stopped out just outside of Mexico with enough fentanyl to kill 10 billion people. I think there were 27 pounds of pure fentanyl. All right, so that's how serious this is. And right now, 400 people, American citizens a day, are dying from fentanyl poisoning. There are pill presses being made in or pill presses being shipped to Mexico, assembled in the U.S. right now for that. So there's a lot behind it, but, you know, in addition to just commemorating his life, I will say that we have to also remember that Resurrection Day, Resurrection Sunday, is this weekend, and we have to think we have to put our faith in God and know that he died for us, that Jesus Christ died for our sins, and we have to accept him into our lives. And I just want to wish everyone a very, very somber, very somber but yet glorious day, that we know that Jesus has helped us overcome the permanent death, and understand that we are doing the larger job, the earthly job, I should say, not the larger, but the earthly job that we have been asked to do. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in and listening. So from the bottom of my heart, I ask that you please subscribe to us on Rumble, subscribe to us on Brighteon, even if you don't use them. It helps our numbers, because we had 250,000 subscriptions on YouTube. I would never go back. I would never, ever, ever, ever go back. The reason, of course, you're feeding the beast. And also bookmark HagmanPI.com. And please support those who support us. And please support us if you can. Because quite frankly, I'm not so sure we're going to be able to be around by summer, given the fact that everybody is hurting. Everyone is hurting. I get it. You go to the store. You can't walk out of the store without paying $100, $50 just for basics. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. Gas has more than doubled since Bidenomics took over. Think about that. And of course, the loony leftists, your neighbors, your friends, the people at work maybe, what, they can't see this? They can't see what the hell's going on, or they don't want to see? You know what, folks? We're in the fight of our lives for our republic. And I know that this show with Randy Taylor, we're going to cover a lot of stuff that has gone on, and even perhaps project into what we might expect to see. Now, before I get into the program, I want to thank you, but also thank our sponsors. And folks, if you haven't taken advantage of our sponsors, one thing that I value above everything else is my privacy. Not because I'm doing anything wrong. Okay, not because, you know, my Tinder account is available to see on my my laptop. I don't even know if that's even possible, but I'm kidding around. But here's the thing. You know, there are countless people right now who believe that just by turning on their private browser, you can get around people's prying eyes, whether it's your ISP, who knows. But that's not true. It gives you no anonymity whatsoever. And anonymity is what you need. Why? Because, I don't want the government. I don't want companies snooping on what I look at. If I'm interested in buying a painting, and I love paintings from the period, the Hudson River Valley School. I love the landscape of that. So if I'm looking for one of those, which I'd love to have one, but a little pricey. I don't want other people to know that. Or if I'm looking at weapons or ammunition, so folks, you need a VPN. And here's the VPN I suggest, because we use this and I'd like you to use this. Why? Because I don't want to see you go through. I went through this too. It seems like I've gone through a lot. But I went through somebody stealing my information off the internet and buying this huge TV at Walmart in Philadelphia. Okay, and I had the bank calling me up and saying, "Are you in Philly? Where are you at? You in Philly? You buying TVs? Are you? So, folks, protect yourself. Here's the website to do it. virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN. virtualshield.com/VPN. virtualshield.com. I'm sorry. Let me give you the entire URL. virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN. Or did I do that? I must have done that. The reason I stopped there is because it's cut off my paper, and I apologize. But don't mistake using your private browser as any kind of protection. I've been using Virtual Shield VPN. I love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield's help, I'm able to browse the internet completely anonymous. Protects myself, my data, my finances from cyber criminals, ISPs, rogue tech companies, or data mining giants. To start browsing the internet anonymously, please use my link in the description box below. Even better, you ready for this? You'll get 67% off. And by my math, non-common core math, that's over half, 67% off. With a 60-day risk-free trial of Virtual Shield. The link, again, because my paper was cut off, and I can't remember 2 seconds ago, right? It's virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN. 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 More on that later, too. Real quick, before I bring Randy Taylor in, I just want to, was it yesterday, day before? I don't know. I think it was the day before yesterday. I spoke about the bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge attack. And I'm going to say attack. And Randy Taylor has got a lot to say on this as well. But I just want to go through some information, because I think it's important for people to understand, have the facts at hand. At 1 o'clock in the morning on March 26th, or I'm sorry, at 1:04, the ship Dali, D-A-L-I, Singapore flagged, departed the Baltimore port. At 1:24 a.m., the ship approached the bridge. And you can see the video on this. We played the video, folks. All you have to do is, it's everywhere. So you can see this. At 1:24:33, that's 1 a.m., 24 minutes after 1 a.m. and 33 seconds, there was a power failure. You could see the lights go out. At 1:25:31, the lights on the ship, they flash back on. At 1:26 and 37 seconds, the lights again go dark. Second time. At 1:27, there was a collision with a buoy or a buoy-type structure near the upright of the bridge. At 1:27:10, the lights came back on. At 1:28 and 48 seconds, the bridge was already struck by the ship. And you can see at that moment, the entire bridge, the entire span of the bridge, which, by the way, is 1.6 miles long, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, collapsed. The entire roadway does. By 1:29, 12 seconds, in falling, the entire bridge is underwater, is into the water. 11 minutes later, at 1:40, the Baltimore Fire Department was dispatched. And at 1:50, the Baltimore Fire Department and rescue crews arrived. That's the timeline. So just to give you some real quick facts here about this, because again, this is so important because we are in a hybrid war. We are being attacked from within and from without. The Francis Scott Key Bridge was 1.6 miles long. 12.4 million vehicles crossed that bridge, used that bridge in 2023. The bridge was supported by two key uprights, one of it which, of course, was struck by that ship. The ship itself, named Dolly, is 984 feet long, Singapore flagged. It was chartered by Maersk. And I would add this. This is something that I am curious about. If you look at who the... by the way, the ship was staffed by 22, a crew of 22. And of those 22, two were the pilots. Now, one thing, based on my research and investigation, that's not been verified. You remember Randy Taylor and I talking about Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law. There might be, and again, I'm saying this without verification, but I'm seeing a possible connection between Mitch McConnell's deceased sister-in-law holding a position as the CEO of the shipping company. Now, some say that's been debunked, and it's complete BS. I'm not so sure about that. I'm not going to say it's true, but I do believe that at some level, I don't know what level, at some level, there is a connection between Ms. Chow, Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law, who was involved in a freak accident with her Tesla, if you remember, about a month ago, in a pond where she died. There is a peripheral connection, I believe, that I'm looking at, and I'll be able to disprove this or prove it by the end of the weekend, but there may be a connection there. Would that surprise me? Not really. Is it relevant? I don't know. The water where the bridge collapsed, 50 feet deep, it was 47 degrees, the water temperature. Now, about the port, people don't really get the magnitude of this. This is the second busiest port on the West Coast, on the East Coast, east of really the Mississippi. 30 ships are trapped. 30 ships are trapped right now at port because they can't get through the debris. Meanwhile, there are numerous ships that have to be rerouted from that port. This is the second largest port in the Mid-Atlantic region. Folks had handled more than $80 billion in imports and exports in 2023, which set a 20-year record. This is the busiest port for auto imports. Last year, 847,158 autos and light trucks were imported through that port. The other items imported include agricultural machinery. And think about this in the context of the war against food in America. Also, fertilizers, salt, sugar, gypsum. And this port was number 6 for coffee. The number of employed at this port, 15,300 people. The indirect jobs related to this port, I think I erroneously said 14,000, 140,000 indirect jobs. This port paid to Baltimore and to the county and really to through taxes, $400 million per year. The cost for every day this is down is millions. The exports from this port include liquid natural gas, coal, and other refined fuel products. And again, the port led the nation in auto imports. Also, this port, the second largest coal operator in the U.S., which is located in Pennsylvania, this affects them because of the exporting from the coal mines of Pennsylvania through this port. And that ultimately ended up in Western Europe. And think about that. Also, you have to wonder, too, about Ukrainian interests aboard that ship as well as working within the port itself. Now, folks, I understand, okay, that the harbor master most likely had control over that ship as they normally do, because I see this on social media. Where the tugs? Where's this? Where's that? Okay, folks, look. It doesn't matter, I guess. What matters most is as the ship itself was traveling at 9 miles per hour, that's exactly how fast it was traveling, when it struck the struck the upright. Was there the hijacking of a GPS system, the hijacking of the throttle or whatever elements of that ship by state actors? Now, could this occur by non-state actors? Perhaps. Only a few. Randy Taylor knows this because he's been chasing non-state actors for decades. But this would most likely be at the hands of state actors. The harbor, by the way, when I had, was looking at the harbor, when I was looking at the ship, the different websites, it's interesting because they scrubbed their websites of some information over the last 72 hours. I'm not going to get into that today because that's beyond the conversation, including, by the way, a Ukrainian and an Indian pilot associated with the ship. This, of course, is part of the interstate highway system. This week, Biden said the taxpayers essentially are going to pay for this. I've seen a lot of discussion about this. Well, that takes the insurance company, which was this bridge. This was insured, or the insurance company at hand is the Chubb Insurance Group. Now, this is what I did for 30 years working for Fortune 100 companies, including insurance companies. Okay, I just want to tell you this. So when you have an insurance investigator like myself, you go in, especially a dollar amount. I had pretty much anything over $1 million, regardless of the event. It could be an equivocal death investigation or property damage, but if it was over $1 million, disappearance, theft, and so on. So this is what I did for 30 plus years in addition to other things. So when you look at this and they say, okay, the taxpayers are gonna rebuild and pay for this. There have been a lot of questions. Well, does this get the insurance company off the hook? And if so, then the investigator or investigators would really have nothing to look at. That's not necessarily true. Again, the conversation there is a long one to explain why, because there still is insurance company involvement. All right. Regardless, you still have to send investigators out. And by the way, they're not necessarily, insurance investigators are not popular people because they get to the truth. And the location, I'm just going to say this as well, the location of the bridge. The bridge was built at the approximate site where Francis Scott Key wrote the Star Spangled Banner. This, of course, is a reference to the fight over Fort McHenry on September 12th of 1814. And in this, by the way, the construction of the bridge began in 1972, and it was in March of 1977 when it was put into service. The port itself has 12 private terminals and 5 state-owned terminals. The private terminals handled last year $52.3 million in foreign cargo, which was up from $44.2 million just 4 years prior. The total value of foreign cargo at that port is $80 billion. The importations I mentioned of cars include especially General Motors, Jaguar, Land Rover, Nissan, Toyota, Volkswagen, and the construction of farm machinery. 1.3 million tons. This is available to be fact-checked if you so desire, if you look, if you know where to look, including the websites of the harbor, as well as the different other websites included in the associated with news stories on this as well. So that was a big thing that happened. And if you're going to take an infrastructure down, I have to say that Peter Schweitzer had written a book, I think it was Blood Money, where there were three key elements, death by a thousand cuts, essentially, but there were three key elements in this hybrid war against the United States by the Communist Chinese Party and other bad actors, but specifically by the CCP. And one exactly, destroy the infrastructure. So think about this, folks. Don't pass this off as some crazy conspiracy theory. All right, I wanted to get that in there, and really for the rest of the show is going to be conversation, but I thank Randy for allowing me that monologue, and thank you for listening. But I think the facts that I had previously given, I wanted to make sure that they were included in this week roundup. So you've got a basis to work from should you desire to do your own research and investigation. All right, Randy Taylor, thank you for waiting, and I appreciate having you on, sir.
All right on, man. And folks, that was a very good setup going in there, what Doug just did. You wouldn't believe the hours of research that he spent on that. But you have the basic facts, so then a lot of other things today will make more sense.
Yes.
I totally agree that there's something wrong here. It's very suspicious. I totally agree that this is state level, if it is something, if it indeed turns out to be terrorism. They're trying to stay away from that word. I don't know if you've noticed that. They're trying to stay back from even saying that. But if that turns out to be true, it's definitely an act of terrorism. I would say that's like China level. Maybe somebody like North Korea, could be Russia. I doubt it. I seriously do. But there's definitely, if it was that, it's some bad actors. And to be honest with you, I also go along with Doug on this was somehow overtaken the navigational system on the ship. In fact, they were talking to one of the captains. Apparently, there were two captains on the ship. And, it was another captain. And they asked him, it was a simulator or something. I sent a couple videos over to Doug, but when they asked the captain what happens when there's a power outage, he said, you lose all control of the ship. So if you're already headed and you're loaded down with containers like this ship, trust me, you've got some serious momentum in the water. So they were already, and if you look, it's as though they were already aimed for the, I'm going to call it the bridge support, okay, the upright. And I'm going to say with the current, even a light breeze, ship is moving, really moving, and then suddenly you lost all your electric for whatever reason. It was knocked out, went out. You might as well be like in a car not holding onto the steering wheel and gunning it. I looked at some of the videos of the actual when it hit the bridge and all, and that ship was really flying. The problem is there were some electrical problems on the ship. Electrical problems don't happen all that often on ships, from what I hear from mechanics and all. And engineers that have been on ships. I found a few of them on the internet last night. But something, this would be a great way to get the attention of the U.S. by state, by country. Simple reason, this is going to hurt trade for some time. One very positive person said, everything will be all right in a year. And then more realistic people said, this is literally going to take 8 to 10 years to clear this and build a new bridge, if that's the route they decide to go, which I'm sure they will. But think of, we have feared for years. We have feared computer attacks against the grid. This is just an attack against one ship, if that's indeed what it is. Now, one of the reasons that I'm absolutely suspect that it could be man-made is the mass media, mainstream media, were very quick to jump on anyone that's a MAGA, as I call us, MAGA. Okay, anybody that brought up anything on the web, it was an article, I think it was NBC, I don't know, Eric's got it, and it says that basically, like, we just came out in droves. Now, that article right there was written the night, the following night. Honestly, it might have been like 5 or 6 o'clock, the day of the accident, technically. But the first thing they did is turn this into political. The second thing that always gets me is when they automatically attack anybody that has to do with the right. Anybody. That makes me suspicious. It's almost like, okay, have that article ready to go, you know, and because we already know that the CIA is running the media. We know that.
Yes.
We spend every day trying to figure out how to get around it. And it's shows like this and Alex Jones show and different people that really give you a clean perspective. And that's why I like the approach that Doug's doing. He's going to throw the facts out here on the table. And he's already thrown a lot out there that we didn't know. Maybe we did know. But you have to draw your own conclusions.
And a couple of things. I don't mean to interrupt you. Just for radio listeners, the article that Randy Taylor supplied is from MSNBC. The title, The MAGA World's Bridge Conspiracy Highlight an Incredibly Dark Reality. And like you said, that paints a really nefarious picture against anyone who is America first. I'm not even talking about Trump supporters, but America first. And the author of that, shame on the author or authors, as well as MSNBC, for being anti-American. Go ahead, sir.
And not just that, but taking this and using it for their purpose. They're using a disaster to make their point, you know, and it's political. That's a political point they were trying to make right there. Okay. It wasn't against ships. It wasn't against this, it wasn't against that. It was against anybody that questions the government. And we, you know what? They've been calling us conspiracy theorists for years and years. We're not conspiracy theorists. We throw things out there, and we're incredibly close when we hit. Incredibly close. And right now, my thing is, I'm thinking, what are we, if they did that either as a warning, they did that, let's say they did it just to hurt us as commercially, or are they using this as a distraction for something else that's happened? And that's right now why I'm looking at all the background news and everything, doing a lot of reading.
Above, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is typical CIA, if there was somebody involved, to distract from something. There's something, could be something else going on altogether. But this ship was main headlines for at least 24 hours on the news. All news stations. It was really, you know, we've had other bridges go down, and they didn't get that much attention as what I've seen in the last 24 hours. Seriously.
And
the Sunshine Skyway when it...
You're exactly right. And one thing that bothers me, well, more than one thing, but a couple of things. You cannot do an investigation in the wee hours of the morning. You can't even see. Cars, people are still in the water. And within 6-7 o'clock in the morning, you have the newly commissioned head of the Baltimore field office of the FBI come out and say it wasn't terrorism. You can't do an investigation in that short amount of time. But what bothers me about that statement, where he came out and said that terrorism not involved, they didn't do that for East Palestine. They didn't do that for the Maui fires. They didn't do that for the majority of events over the last 12 months. But they had to do it this time. Why?
That is a good question, Doug. That's a very good question. That's what makes it nefarious. I just, something isn't right here. I don't know it could come down to human error. But unfortunately, the lack in the government, the lack of trust in the government in this country is monumental. When I was a kid, you know, you watch the FBI on TV when you're a kid. And everybody wanted to grow up and be an FBI agent.
I know, I remember.
And you know what? Oh, I'll tell you what, right now, and it's been this way for years, the last thing I would have advise my child, or anyone else's child for that matter, is to work for any of these federal bureaucracies that are destroying America. The FBI is not. That's why I was really, really curious on this P. Diddy Combs guy coming out. That coming out.
Let's talk about the
fact that,
yes,
we need to, Doug, because the fact that the DOJ would even mess with this guy, when we know that they could go into almost any home of a Hollywood actor and find something perverse in there. Okay, I mean, that that movie Rush Hour with the black guy and the Chinese guy. Okay, I liked that movie until I found that out that Chris Tucker was a traveler on Epstein's Lolita Express, a frequent flyer, not one trip. Anybody could get busted doing one trip and actually be okay because he could invite you. Maybe you don't know what's going on and you show up on a flight log. So I don't ding you on the first one, but on the 15th one, yeah. Yeah, I'd say we had an issue. And that happened right here in the same time frame. So that's just one thing we could look at. But I'm sure something probably happened in Ukraine, something. But you've got a major hit was in Russia with the attack, all right? And now the United States, we just took a hit on this, basically one of the biggest, I believe it was the second largest port on the Eastern Seaboard. And we're going to feel that. I mean, if you haven't already noticed that your eggs and your bread and everything else have a monumental price attached to them. I mean, Doug was talking about a trip to the grocery store. It's sad when you can leave with one bag and it's $50-$60. One bag. This is insane. This is only going to get worse.
Don't forget the five cents, depending where you're at. Also, the 5 cents you got to pay in case you forget your bags. At you know, your reusable place at home, right? You talk about like rubbing it in, right? But yeah. You're exactly right. And don't go too far away from P. Diddy because there's
something there.
Yeah, now there's P. Diddy with Obama, and I gotta say, okay, I've got some. Let's see here. There are some, I call that P. Diddy and Puff Daddy for reasons, of course, Larry Sinclair, notwithstanding. But anyway, yeah, there's something here with respect to the sex trafficking and Hollywood, CIA, and the government in total. There's something really here. And I was looking for the white Bronco chase. Apparently now we've elevated to plane chases, right? I don't know.
Oh,
what's the status? Do you know the status on that guy? Is he on the run or is he? What's the deal?
You know what? Tell you the truth. It's pretty much drifted away from mainstream media.
Something
could be involved there. Every now and then, they'll sacrifice one of their own. Every now and then. And this may be one of those times. I never liked the guy to begin with. Now, you also will see people that automatically go to, oh, well, he's a Trump supporter. And did you notice that? There is no record of this guy ever liking Trump or saying anything nice about Trump. You go back and read it. He's been kind of foul when it comes to Trump. So whoever is that's spreading that on the web, they need to stop with that. Okay. This is a distraction to cover up this MAGA thing. And why would they cover it up if it was MAGA? You know, they would be screaming it from the tallest tower in the world. There's something, I don't know. The bridge collapse. And you know what? I've seen several, and Doug's seen several in our lifetimes. I mean, we're in our 60s. Come on. It's not our first bridge collapse. But the timing is suspect. The circumstances are suspect. There's a lot of things here that just don't make sense.
Pete Buttplug, is he still on paternity leave, with the strap on boobs and stuff? I mean, we're in crazy town, man.
Doug, and when bridges have collapsed in our lifetimes, when did it ever get this much coverage?
That's true.
Seriously.
That's true.
I've never seen this kind of, like you said, we're in our 60s. We've watched a lot of TV in our lives. And we've seen a lot of news. I've never seen this much coverage on a bridge collapse where there was really, and I'm not being disrespectful, but there wasn't that much human loss, human life loss. And I don't mean any disrespect by that. This is kind of amazing. And I'm not sure why it's getting the attention that it's getting, because we've had a lot of big, famous bridge collapses in the United States where there was large loss of life due to traffic on the bridge. What happened here? Why is this different? Why is this being made? It's like they're trying to make a point. They're trying to present a case. And I'd like to know who's behind that and why. That'll answer a lot of our questions.
I don't know. You know, again, this is why, folks, we do these kind of weak wrap-ups, because, like you said, okay, there was a lot of information about this bridge and a lot of coverage on it, but what wasn't covered or what wasn't seen during that coverage, not to minimize, again, like you said, not to minimize the loss of life, and, of course, the major impact to the U.S. with respect to the import-export trade stuff. But, okay, there's more stuff going on. Like of course, P. Diddy. Boy, that took that off the main page. And
yep.
One thing that about P. Diddy, and I can't get this out of my head, and folks, forgive me, and RT, I don't know whether you... I know you're familiar with this, but to the extent of the, hang on just one second here. I've got it right here. To the extent of the, when you look at the leaders and you look at the people that we supposedly look up to, especially your young people look up to with respect to, our leadership and what have you, go back to, Let me grab this. Okay, go back to 1972. Was Joe Biden. Okay, he was married to Neela Hunter Biden, who was 30 years old. And remember, it was on December 18th, 1972, when she was involved in a car accident that killed her and their infant daughter, Naomi, was killed in that car wreck. Okay. That's okay. So that was in 72. That was right after he was elected, but before he got sworn in. The reason I'm mentioning this, I got a point to this. 2 years after that happened, he sat down for an interview with, my notes are right here, with, hang on a second here, with a newspaper, with like a, Washington Post, Lois Romano, I believe it was. But he sat down and said some of the most horrendous things about his first wife. And by horrendous, I'm talking about perverted stuff. Things like... to the reporter who is doing this background on Biden, he said things like, "Boy, she was a Playboy bunny. We had sex often," and on and on and on about the about her appearance and about their sex life. Again, this is in the context of a car accident that took her life as well as the life of a child. And then you go from that point in 1974 to the P. Diddy scandal or the P. Diddy crimes. It's the reason I brought that up is because the perversion, and I'm going to be quiet after this, but it seems like is everyone a pervert in power? Are they all perverted? I mean, do you know what I mean? I mean, think about Biden sitting down without being cognitively impaired, and talking about their sex life, the sex life they had with the his deceased wife, saying, I never left her unsatisfied, you know? I must have had a big, you know, schwung. And it might sound like, well, gee, that doesn't have anything to do with anything. But no, the theme of perversion runs through the entirety of the people in power today in the West and really globally. So when something like P. Diddy or whatever his name is, as well as, and by the way, that will impact the royal family. It, because I do believe there's a connection between the sexual perversions of the royal family and P. Diddy as well as Epstein. I think that there are nuggets of, I think there's connections there. I have to look further at it. But again, the reason I mentioned Biden is because it seems like they're all friggin' perverted. Go ahead, sir. I was off on a tangent there. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. We don't get the information, too. Like, we'll never, I don't know when we're going to see Epstein's list. I mean, that's way overdue. This P. Diddy thing, what's interesting about it, I swear if it was anybody else, they could tell you right now where P. Diddy is. When you read, you go through, and just enter in there, P. Diddy's arrest. Put it in search. They act like they don't know where he's at. They don't say if he's been arrested or he hasn't been arrested. You know, they said that they arrested a drug mule at the airport, and it was one of, that's something that P. Diddy's being indicted for, something to do with drugs. And then my understanding was drugs, and then they said sex trafficking. I don't know. I can't verify either one because the FBI hasn't come out and said anything. And as far as I'm concerned at this point, there's no reliable sources. Now, another thing I wanted to point out, Doug, why is Obama on a world tour right now? What is that about?
It's a good question.
He thinks he's like a rock star. All these things happening, and then the guy that we think is secretly running the country, you know, with a Biden puppet sitting over his head, and he's on a world tour.
Him and Clinton at Radio City Music Hall with Biden this week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What the hell?
And, I mean, I have no idea what's going on, but he was over in England, you know, just prior to the attack in Russia.
Yeah.
I'm going to say his fingerprints are all over that. That son of a gun, if he steps off his property, I'm suspicious of him. Okay, because we know what he's capable of and how dirty he is. We know. Anybody with any brains that followed that idiot knows. We knew before he was ever president what a piece of garbage he was because we used to write about it, stick it on the website. And we weren't wrong. We weren't wrong. We're very good at reading that guy. You know, I don't know. That's what tells me. My wife believes this guy, that this eclipse is in April, that something bad's going to happen at that time, and they're going to use the eclipse as the reason to do it. Or that's what caused it. You know, intuition. I listen to her when she talks.
Yeah, and without giving away any secrets, I would listen to RT's wife, given her background. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, very, very intelligent. And when she says that she feels there's something happening, we've been feeling that way for a while. Now, these are all little preludes to something else, but I really don't. The things that bother me are the coverage that this is getting, which tells me that we have a distraction on our hands. There's something else monumental going on that is keeping TV crews and anchors busy covering this. That's crazy. And P. Diddy? In fact, I had the TV on for about 45 minutes or an hour this morning. Never heard his name mentioned.
No.
And that to me is suspect. Very much suspect. You know, I really respect Doug for the work he's done with children and trying to break up sex trafficking, the numerous cases, and just what he's had to deal with. And if you knew really and truly what goes on, the stuff that doesn't necessarily make it to the news, the stuff that Doug Shannon doesn't even want to talk about. It's disgusting. And I am so troubled that the perversion is at the levels that it is. I used to be proud of this country. Not so more anymore. Canada, too. They suck even worse. Speaking of Canada, I'm just going to throw this in real quick because the Canadians are hurting. They're sticking another 15 cents per ton on a carbon tax April 1st.
How does that even work? In other words, a carbon tax, what the hell is that? How does that work?
It ain't buying. He's not buying air filters with it, but I'll tell you what he does do. I call it climate. What do I call it? Climate welfare. Okay. You got basically three groups of people, classes, your upper class, your middle class, and your lower class. They're collecting this money, and then what they do is he claims, and they've sent, I've received a couple checks, but he claims that you get it all back. And he says, oh no, it's everybody in middle class and in lower class get these huge checks. It's a lie. Okay. Because when they're taxing every single transaction, okay. And let me tell you what he does too. He's putting the carbon tax on top of the sales tax, which we call HST, a harmonized sales tax, which I know in Toronto, in that area, it's 13%. It's equivalent to our sales tax in the U.S. 13%. Okay? This is nuts. Now he stuck carbon tax on top. He had carbon tax and this HST. So the numbers were a little fuzzy, but now you've got carbon tax on top of the HST, on top of the product or service. Why don't you stop and think about that to the average Canadian family? They already get blistered because they're in Canada. Anything that comes up from the States is marked up to the moon. It's nuts. You go down to get a burger or a Whopper or something like that, it's like close to $10. Stop and think about that. Do you go for a fast food around typical family of four, you're going to spend between $45 and $60 for those couple bags of food. That's just fast food. You go to the grocery stores, it's nuts there. They've got heads of lettuce, and some stores are $7 and $8. Don't try and tell me that we aren't heading into communism big time up in Canada. It's all right. They just pass whatever laws they want. He's implementing this this tax. He told the premiers of the different provinces who are angry about this carbon tax, if they don't collect it, he will put them in jail. That would be like Biden threatening a governor of a state that if he didn't do what he told, he's going to be put in jail. Why would that even come out of a guy's mouth? It's crazy. Please pray for Canada. We got no problems in here in the U.S. Please, I have family up there. I have friends up there. Please, we have to pray for Canada just like you need to pray for the United States. That's one of the reasons we had Jim Ferguson on last Monday. We're branching out and pushing the envelope here. This isn't just about the U.S. It's not.
And by the way, this I want to thank you publicly. Thank you. Randy Taylor is the one that set up the interview with Jim Ferguson. And folks, if you didn't catch that, that was a great interview. You did a really great job with you and Jim did a great job talking about the world events. This is a global takeover. By the way, before you get too far away from Canada, I got to get your take on this. I saw this and I don't even know what to make of this. You have this Christina Freeland, not you, but Canada.
Yeah.
Has. Okay. Yeah. Watch this 15 seconds. And what the hell is she doing here? What's wrong with this woman? If you can tell me or add some context.
Did she clean her nostrils before she came out?
Man, I'll tell you what, I was, There you go. There
I watched,
you go.
I know what you're gonna show, and I was stunned when I watched it.
Yeah. Watch this, folks. 15 seconds. 10 seconds.
How you guys here today? Okay.
This Christina Freeland, or whatever her name is. With Castro.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Vancouver South. Before I begin, I want to acknowledge that we are on the unceded territory of the Coast Salish peoples, the Musqueam, Squamish.
What's she got?
She's been doing a lot of weird stuff, Doug.
I mean,
she's got a real problem. She's got a real problem with picking her butt, too.
Man,
I'm not joking. Bad problem of picking her dress out of her ass.
Okay,
it's all over the web.
Well, I can almost forgive that.
She's tweaking out on something.
Yeah, tweaking out,
exactly. And that's what Canadians are saying. There's another video from, I'm going to say, 90 days ago around there. I'll get that over to Doug. We'll run that maybe next week or something. But you got to watch her. She's like,
wow.
She's the speaker. So you can imagine everybody's looking at her. And I don't, I hate to say it, but that's what someone on amphetamines does. It's the perfect, look at this.
Yeah. Yeah, and folks listening on the radio, go to Rumble, or go to Hagman PI,
She's already embarrassed Canada so much. I mean, when she came down to talk here in the United States about trade, she showed up in blue jeans and a T-shirt to sit down with the top people in Washington and talk about trade. And she, you know what? They've got a lot of balls even bringing that up, because they have raped the U.S. dairy farmers for decades.
A lot of people don't know that.
I know people in customs firsthand that have told me that and gave me examples. And I was even unaware of that. But when you sit down and look at the core pricing, these two idiots, Trudeau and Freeland, are wrecking Canada. They're destroying it day by day by day. In fact, Here's something else that's coming. If I were to get caught talking like I'm talking or posting on the web things about these people and they deemed it to be hate speech, okay, I now become a dangerous person. If they thought, and let me just start with that, they can come and arrest you.
But if you were in Canada.
They decide. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, you know me. I prefer international warrants. But... If I should shut up, but if you post something on the web and they think that you might be dangerous because you're a right winger, okay, white supremacist, those words will never go away. But if they think you could be possible of conducting a criminal act, they can put you in jail for up to life. You stop and think about that. You'd be getting jailed for a crime that hasn't even occurred. It reminds me of a Tom Cruise movie.
Yes.
You know, this is no joke. You can look this up on the web. You can. You guys have better access down here in the U.S. than I would if I was sitting up in Canada. They've already screwed with everything up there. I do research and different things. But like we were talking about using proxies earlier, Doug, we have a company we do business with that we promote. Use them. Otherwise, you are actually being screwed on access to events around the world. And if you watch the show Monday, if you recall with Jim Ferguson, as he spoke, that man was international. That's the reason we brought him on the show, because we're not getting. And I mentioned that Monday with him. I just said, look, there's tons of patriots. We're loaded with patriots in the U.S. We just don't know what to do. And he has set up the website.
Freedom Train.
What was it?
Yes,
International.
Freedom Train
International. Yeah. Yep. .org. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, check that out. Okay. And what we love about this guy is he knows what's going on in the world. That's his business. He has access just in regular media that we have trouble getting sometimes, because I don't care what they say in the U.S. They're throttling stuff down here too. They're doing it in Canada. They're doing it down here. Always watch Canada, because that is the proving ground, the test ground for anything they're going to try and do in the United States. Please understand that. Okay. Anything that comes in the U.S. shouldn't be a surprise, because it's already going on in Canada. So please watch the Canadian news.
Absolutely.
It's government run.
Yeah.
But watch it.
And that was also echoed in a way with the interview with J.D. Rucker, the man. This week we had J.D. Rucker, who's the man behind the Discern Report, as well as the man behind the Liberty Daily. Okay, he's the founder of the Liberty Daily, Discern Report. Bookmark those websites, because he gets into the international component as well, and I think he's got it mastered, how to get that information and aggregate that information through those two websites, thelibertydaily.com as well as Discern Report. Again, that was on, I think that was on Tuesday that we did that interview. Jim Ferguson was on Monday, fantastic, with RT as well as Jim, as well as J.D. Rucker on the following day. You mentioned the VPN. The last shot I want to give out to Virtual Shield VPN right now. Folks, countless people, I told you before, you think you're anonymous by, you know, going to private browsing history. It's not. You're not. Folks, understand, you're not. You don't have any privacy online unless you have really a VPN. And that's why I love and use virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN. Folks, right now you can get up to or get around 67% off. Not around. You can get 67% off with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, fast internet speeds across all of your devices. Folks, you've got to try it now before signups end. And look, I've been protecting my privacy thanks to Virtual Shield VPN. RT has been doing that as well. We absolutely love it. And thanks to Virtual Shield's help, we're able to browse the internet anonymously, which helps protect ourselves, our data, and my finances, and everyone who uses it, their finances, from cyber criminals, ISPs, rogue tech companies, data mining giants. With Virtual Shield's anonymous browsing, a strict no log policy, unlimited bandwidth and built-in malware and ad blocking, folks, this is a world-class VPN for anyone who cares about privacy. Cover your tracks with this military-grade encryption and an industry-leading VPN starting right now, starting today. So as soon as this program ends, go to virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN, 67% off. Start today for free 60 days, okay? Just go to the description box below, click that link. It's already directed to Hagman VPN, and start using it. Folks, the number of data breaches, the real-world implications for you and I, they're just extraordinary. Protect yourself. And it's so important to do that. So I want to thank them for being a sponsor of this show. Once again, virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN, virtualshield.com/VPN. Again, virtualshield.com/VPN. And before I get back to Randy Taylor, folks, I would be remiss if I did not mention NanoSoma. I want my healthback.com/Hagman. I want my healthback.com/Hagman. Go to HagmanPI.com, click on the link. This is a spray that will tell your body kind of, well, the way I describe it, because I'm a simple kind of guy, It fixes what's wrong with you. That's my, again, those are my words. In other words, it tells your, I'm sorry, it doesn't fix what, it tells your body to fix what's wrong with you. That's kind of in my mind how I look at this. I've had more energy. I've had more focus. I've had some things that have been noticeably wrong with me. After taking this, I'm telling you what, I feel a lot better. That's my experience. And by the way, I'd also give this to Lady, the studio dog. And I noticed one thing. She's got Cushing's, and she stopped her panting. With Cushing's, dogs pant a lot. And I spray it in my hand, and she licks it off my hand. We do it together, actually. No, not... But we do it at the same time. But the fact is, I've noticed a decrease, a tremendous decrease in her panting, and a tremendous increase in her energy levels and just her overall appearance. So it's, if you got a good furry friend, think about that too. But I want my health back.com. I want my health back.com/Hagman. I want my health back.com/Hagman. Please go there. Do yourself a favor. You'll thank me later. I want my healthback.com/Hagman. Make sure the Hagman is in there, or else I don't get credit. We don't get credit for it. And then, you know, we stay broke. I'm joking, but you get the idea. I want my healthback.com/Hagman. Just click on the link at Hagman PI. Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanPI.com. Thanks for joining me. And, I'm going to show you this, kind of going a little bit differently. I want to show you something. This right now, or this past week, I should say, we have multiple issues with President Trump. Everyone's saying the guy's a criminal. He's a crook. He's responsible for the insurrection. On and on and on. There was an insurrection. Well, no, there really wasn't. My goodness. But the first video, and then you can comment on this, RT. The first video I have, let me just make sure I've got this correct here, is Mike Davis breaking down. There's a trial going on right now, or a series of motions going on. Trump is under a gag order. President Trump is under a gag order. And I know what those are like, personally. Okay, but this is election interference. We'll play just the first couple of minutes, or first minute or so of this, and kind of set the stage. And then after that, Laura Loomer, what she found out about the judge, and really, is this the real reason behind the gag order? Again, this happened this week under the radar, but man, the incestuous nature of what's taking place with respect to the leftists is beyond belief. Cut one, Mike Davis. Please roll that.
For a new gag order just ahead of his first criminal trial. The judge overseeing Trump's hush money case taking the action just a little while ago after reviewing Trump's public statements during some of his other legal battles. We're joined now by CNN senior justice correspondent Evan Perez, along with former federal prosecutor Ankush Kardori. Evan, what does this mean for Trump?
Well, Wolf, it means that he has to watch what he says. You know, the judge pointed out that there was an uncontested record, he said, and that it establishes a sufficient risk to the administration of justice. And what he was doing is not only referencing the previous statements of the former president in some of his other legal cases, but he was paying close attention after yesterday's hearing where the former president went and spoke to the media at 40 Wall Street. I'll read you some of what the judge wrote. He says his statements were threatening, inflammatory, denigrating, and the targets of his statements ranged from local and federal officials, court and court staff, prosecutors and staff assigned to the cases, and private individuals, including grand jurors, performing their civic duty. He raised a particular concern about witnesses. Well, of course, that includes Stormy Daniels, who this case revolves around, and of course, Michael Cohen, who the former president has repeatedly attacked. The judge goes on to say, notably, within hours of the court appearance on March 25th, setting the trial date of April 15, 2024, the defendant targeted an individual prosecutor assigned to this case. That's Matthew Colangelo, who is a prosecutor who's been leading this case. The implication
right
here is...
This actually was part of Biden's show, but Matthew Colangelo, is a Department of Justice lawyer that historically we've never seen this before, become involved in a case, a state case, with respect to Bragg and the Manhattan office of the district attorney to it's just beyond any level of comprehension why. RT,
it's a professional hit.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
That's exactly what they've done. They brought in their hired gun out of D.C., brought it down, brought him down to a state level to prosecute Trump and go after him.
Yeah, and you talk about election interference, man.
Oh, man. The second they started this just crap, this election interference. And I don't understand, especially in today's day and age, where nobody wants to use the wrong words. Nobody wants to offend this person, offend that person. But that chick up in New York, the DA, she campaigned on taking down the old white dude. I mean, stop and think about that. Her entire campaign was built on taking down Trump. And she was mouthy, using racial slurs during her campaign. Nobody said a word to her. Not a word.
Too male, too pale, and too stale. That's how she ran.
Bingo. And you gonna tell me that wasn't a racial statement? Are you kidding me?
Exactly. Now, real quick, because
she should have been just.
Because I'm going to give you the time. Okay, because I'm going to give you the time because to analyze this. Laura Loomer addressed this in episode 37 of her show. And could this be the real reason for this gag order? Starting at 23 minutes and 20 seconds into episode 37. Listen to what she's got to say for a minute and a half or so. Here it is.
People in the world, rather. Judge in New York imposes gag order on Trump and Bragg hush money case. New York Judge Merchan has imposed a gag order on, I'm not even going to say the word former because it's President Trump, on, scroll down, President Trump in the hush money payment case granting Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's request. Merchan issued the order against the 2024 GOP presumptive presidential nominee on Tuesday, pointing to his prior extrajudicial statement saying they establish a sufficient risk to the administration of justice. Merchan ordered that Trump cannot make or direct others to make public statements about witnesses concerning their potential participation or about counsel in the case other than Bragg or about court staff, DA staff, or family members or staff. Oh, really? So the judge is going to order that Trump can't talk about family members or staff involved in the case? Wow, I wonder why. Maybe it has something to do with the fact that, let's go back to my story now that we just had pulled up. Let's get another tab open. Maybe it has something to do with the fact that his daughter, Lauren, scroll down and you can see all this information. Here she is, Lauren Merchan. Judge Merchan, who is presiding over President Trump's New York City trial regarding the charges brought by DA Alvin Bragg, has a daughter named Lauren Merchan. Who's Lauren Merchan? Well, Lauren Merchan, if you go to Loomer.com, again, that is Loomer.com to read this story. She is the partner and also the president and part owner of Authentic Campaigns, a firm whose, quote, featured client list is including the Biden and Harris campaign. Also, she mentioned that Adam Schiff is one of the clients as well. Lauren Merchant's ex account, known as Lauren M426, has a profile picture of President Trump behind bars in a jail cell. So scroll up a bit. You can see that. Okay, on Tuesday, Merchant placed a gag order on President Trump over his Truth Social post, highlighting Merchant's conflict of interest. This further proves President Trump can't have a fair trial in New York. Well, there you have it. Okay, so I uncovered her Twitter.
Folks, I would urge you to go to Hagman PI, watch both video clips in their entirety. But you mentioned earlier Adam Schiff as well, and here you've got a clear conflict of interest. Randy Taylor, go ahead and try to decide that.
When we get Trump back in office, I'll tell you what, I hope that there's tribunals. I sincerely hope. Our country's being just absolutely devastated by this leftist ideology. This is nuts. Even if I was a stinking Democrat, a liberal, If I was watching what's going on, it would be enough for me to change parties and vote differently. I would call, if I was a liberal or a Democrat, I would call the ones in office, I would call them out. Because you don't do that to an American citizen. You don't do that to a Canadian citizen. Everybody gets their fair day in court. And a gag order. One, even these stinking trials are crap. So there's strike one. Then they body slam them with these gag orders. And they won't even let him, in the case in New York, they wouldn't even let him defend himself. He was gagged in court. He couldn't defend himself. These are kangaroo courts, man. But these are dangerous kangaroo courts. These aren't a court where you get tried and somebody's just going to beat you up in jail. They're trying to take the man's fortune from him. And I was very glad that judge stepped in over the bond issue. That was a serious, because Trump said, I can't, have trouble putting that money together. People don't understand. You may be a billionaire, but it isn't money just sitting in a bank somewhere. It's usually tied up in assets. And when you talk about your net worth, it gets brought into play. Well, that doesn't mean that's cash sitting in the bank. What we're seeing goes against the Bill of Rights. It goes against the Constitution. These people are destroying this country. I'll be surprised. This is what this bridge and all these things going on, and ISIS being named in the Russian attack, that just keeps me awake at night. Okay, because listen, and I could prove it on paper. I can show you. I've worked on this for years. Doug knows this too. Al Qaeda in Iraq became ISIS. Okay, we knew the members, the names of most of the management in ISIS. And the ones in Al-Qaeda of Iraq. That was a morph right into it. Then Obama, and I'm going to say Obama had already started approaching them, had already started funding, was already conveniently leaving equipment and arms for them to find. Then when it went into Syria and ISIS suddenly became Syrian freedom fighters, I don't know if you remember Obama saying, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if anybody. Yeah, plain as day. Well, he was trying to tell you what he was doing in Syria. They were arming Iraq. That's the whole reason that happened. That deal happened in Libya with Stevens, the ambassador. That all goes right back to ISIS in Syria. I'm serious.
That's amazing.
Obama was behind every... And we know that. Didn't we not find it amazing what happened when they went in and killed Stevens and those guys that night?
Oh, yeah.
It was horrific.
Yeah.
But you know what? Stevens was getting ready to say something. Stevens was getting ready to rat him out. And you know that Al-Qaeda and NATO forces were combined. If you watched any video of the Libyan invasion, the tanks, any video, if you didn't see the Al-Qaeda flags on the tanks, you're blind. And for trained eye like Doug and I, the second we saw it, we knew something was seriously wrong. The government people that I know at that time already, boom, 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 I was getting nailed with emails. What's going on? What's going on, Randy? What's going on? Because I know that we knew that stuff inside and out. And I was aghast that NATO tanks had Al-Qaeda in Iraq flags on them and the main Al-Qaeda symbol. I couldn't talk.
RT, your expertise. Let me ask you about this, your expertise. We often point the current troubles in Ukraine to the Maidan Revolution in 2014, I think it was 2014. But by what you're saying, perhaps it began in Libya with the with ISIS and the attack on our CIA compound there that was providing man and equipment to the anti-Assad people in Syria. Could that be? Are we not looking big enough, maybe?
It could be something bigger. Maybe as a prep for something. These people are evil, rotten, and here's the thing. Remember, we talked a lot about they're intertwined. Everything is intertwined. Okay, the global takedown is what they're doing, and they're coming at it from different angles. It used to be their angles were kind of limited. Now they're coming at every angle they can because the people are waking up. That's important. You know, it's really important that if you're talking to your neighbor out there in the yard about your nice roses and the flowers or something, get them onto a little conversation about world events. Mention some things to them. Ask them if they know what the World Economic Forum is. Ask them if they know who's running the World Health Organization. That guy, okay, is a war criminal. He is a war criminal, and they know it, and he's in charge of your health? Are you kidding me? Getting into this international thing, and I'm seeing something I hadn't seen before. People are saying what we're doing isn't working. We're going to have to go to the next level. And I need you to pay attention to what I just told you. What we're doing right now is not working. We can go rah, 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 you know, this. We did this, we did that. And that's, they are building up steam. They're coming for us. And this is nuts. And now here's the thing, like with our international guests, they're seeing it in the other countries. People are getting riled up. But what we want to do is we want to try and get everybody together in the world in the same time frame. So if we're going to go and do whatever we need to do, we want it worldwide. That's the only way we're going to stomp this out. And I mean stomp it out. These people that are governing us are evil. They are the devil. If you read Revelation, you just read different things in there. It points out to every government official I know, these people are pig's work. And the pigs have got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm being very nice here because I promised I wouldn't swear on the show. I'm infuriated with what's going on, and I'm getting really scared for our kids and our grandchildren. You know, I'm over 60 years old. I don't know how much life I got left. I've had a good life, but I also had a good life because everything wasn't totally corrupt around me. Or it was, I didn't see it as obviously as we do now. The problem we have today, they don't even try and hide it. They don't even try and hide it. If you question it, you're a conspiracy theorist. If you push it, you know what I mean, call a government official out, all of a sudden you're a white supremacist. I don't get it.
With a target on your back.
But that you got it. And they are working us over hard. So these people that go to school meetings and things like that and hand the schools their ass, God bless you. Do it. Keep doing it. You're Ferguson, who's talking about civil unrest, is good.
Yeah.
I agree with him. I absolutely agree with him. In a republic, in a democratic society, you have the right to protest. And anybody that said, you know, like Trudeau, it was horrible what he did to the protesters, the trucker convoy a couple years back. And here's the thing. I can show you photographs throughout Trudeau's life where he's on a protest line. He's in a protest. So why is it okay if he did it, but anybody else can't do it? It's just the problem we have. There's these double standards. We got to fix this, people. And I'm telling you, stay with the Hagmann Report. We're doing some things, okay? We're spreading out here. And you're going to see some really interesting people on the show. But you're going to see people with a perspective, people that we're going to work together. Because this is international.
I think what you said about taking
the United States.
Yeah, what you said about taking it to the next level, folks, I think you better get prepared because that's coming. And Randy Taylor,
fast too.
Yeah, it's coming fast, and you're a big part of this. I appreciate you. I appreciate you being with me. I mean, at the onset of this week and at the close of this week, is like a bookend.
Shoulder to shoulder, Doug. You know that.
Yeah.
You know that. And ladies and gentlemen, we feel the same about you.
Amen.
We do this. We do it because we love you and we care about our country. That's the reason we're here. Isn't anybody making any money? I tell you that. And that's getting difficult because the things that we need to do are a step higher. We need support, please. If you're afraid of electronic, if you're afraid, stick it in an envelope, cash, and mail it.
Or just put a stamp on a gold kilo bar. I'm kidding, of course. But folks, I want to thank you. Randy Taylor, thank you. RT@hammondpi.com for any communications for him. Thank you, my friend. God love you. And you know what? Have a wonderful, joyous resurrection weekend.